This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
A proposed new metal shredder on Chicago's southeast side has been fought bitterly by some residents there. They say their historically industrial neighborhood has enough polluters. They're calling it environmental racism. WBEZ's Linda Lutton talked with the head of the company that wants to operate that shredder and has this report.
Steve Joseph is CEO of Reserve Management Group. Under the name Southside Recycling, he wants to start shredding things, big things.
From automobiles to buses to trucks to demolition scrap, just about anything that's metal.
He's giving it a second life, all on the site of a former steel mill on the Calumet River. Joseph's company and its business partner used to run General Iron on the north side. That metal shredder was hated by neighbors for the dust and noxious fumes it spewed, and the city shut it down. But Joseph says the south side facility will be totally different.
We've designed and constructed what is and will be one of the most technically advanced and environmentally correct metal shredding facilities in North America, if not the entire world.
Joseph says the shredder will include a European enclosure. There'll be an extensive water collection system.
There will not be material that leaves our site. It's difficult that the opposition has continued to ignore the science and the engineering that has gone into the project, and they've just opposed it from inception.
That opposition has included a month-long hunger strike. Southeastsiders say even though much of their Latino and Black neighborhood is zoned for industrial use, there has to be a limit to protect their health. Joseph says Southside Recycling picked the location because it's vast. 175 acres of industrial land. That's exactly where you want a metal shredder, he says.
We've owned this land for a long time. We've got river access, so we move material by barge as well as vessel on the lakes. We have rail infrastructure at the site. And we had lots of heavy power available on the site. Plus, again, just the sheer size and distance from housing, schools, and other commercial districts.
Not everyone feels the facility is far enough away. Stand in the parking lot of the neighborhood high school and you can look across Avenue O and see scrap metal glistening in the sun. Prevailing winds will take emissions right here, and the state EPA's permit allows 14 tons of dangerous particulate matter to be emitted every year. Joseph downplays that.
There is lots and lots of particulates that are in the air on the southeast side, on the north side, and everywhere that are kicked up by traffic and blowing winds over fields and other things.
More than 500 doctors, healthcare workers, students, and activists signed on to a letter opposing the new metal shredder and asking Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot and the city's Department of Public Health to deny the final permit. Joseph was in meetings with city officials last week.
Do you think you'll get this operating permit?
I certainly hope so. If we get it, we'll be under an incredible amount of scrutiny based on the real-time air monitoring that's there and certainly the interest and opposition to this project. So we welcome that scrutiny because we're confident that what we've designed and built will meet or exceed those standards.
What are your options if the city denies the permit?
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Hopefully we don't get there.
For Reserve Management Group, the stakes are high. The facility is mostly built with, quote, many tens of millions of dollars already invested, Joseph says. Southeast Side residents feel the stakes are high, too. They're concerned about cancer and asthma rates in the community. Last week, the city delayed issuing the permit. It's asked Southside Recycling to provide more information on how it will control dust and emissions. And it told residents it will take into account the cumulative impact of another potential polluter in their area. Linda Lutton, WBEZ News.